USA News, I'm Lance Pry. While the White House is demanding Congress raise the debt ceiling so more money can be printed, the repercussions to the U.S. economy and the American people could be astronomical.
At risk? Recession? A stock market crash? A downgrade of the nation's credit score? For now, the White House says it won't budge.
Congress must deal with the debt limit and must do so without conditions.
That's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says something's got to give.
I don't see why you would continue the past behavior.
Many Republicans, including the 20 holdouts who eventually voted for McCarthy for Speaker, conditioned their support on significant cuts unlikely to be supported by Democrats in the Senate or the White House. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, is reporting they confiscated a record number of firearms brought by passengers to airport security checkpoints in 2022. The TSA says they took 6,542 firearms last year, and well over a majority of them were loaded. That's nearly a 10% increase from 2021. It should be noted the TSA confiscated a portable anti-tank rifle from a passenger's luggage at the San Antonio, Texas International Airport on Monday. Abbas Galiamov, a political analyst who once worked as a speechwriter for Russian President Vladimir Putin, announced on YouTube the Russian leader will retire this year. United States Air Force retired Brigadier General Blaine Holt on Newsmax explains why it's important for Putin to choose his successor.
And you had better pick someone who you think will protect your interests and allow you to live a retirement life. Otherwise, you could find yourself retiring in a much more meaningful way.
For more information, visit us at usamediagroup.com. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
America's economy continues to sputter. The producer price index for December was released Wednesday morning. It declined 0.5% for the month compared to the Dow Jones estimate of a 0.1% decrease. A drop in energy prices helped bring the headline inflation reading down slightly for the month. The PPI's final demand energy index is at nearly 8%. Retail sales fell 1.1% in December, slightly more than the 1% forecast. How much water fell in California's 11 storms over the last few weeks? Enough water to cover the entire state and 15 inches of water. Key roadways remain closed, and officials estimated thousands of homes were damaged. California officials are reporting the damages spread across 41 of California's 58 counties. Former President Trump had a message for Florida Governor DeSantis.
Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis that it would be a bad idea if he ran for president. Trump called into the conservative podcast, The Water Cooler.
So, you know, now I hear he might want to run against me, so we'll handle that the way I handle things.
During the call, Trump also took credit for DeSantis being Florida's governor.
I got him elected, pure and simple. He would have never, if I said I wasn't going to endorse you, and I was, well, you know, there was no reason to go wild about endorsing him.
Several polls have shown DeSantis beating Trump in a hypothetical matchup. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.